The strange sky. There are strange things which happen in the sky quite often, and what is frustrating about some of them is there are no answers for why a certain phenomenon occurred. Thankfully, most can be explained, but it doesn't make them any less weird. A woman in upstate New York was looking at the sky when it turned pink as far as the eye could see. She took a video of it so those who didn't see it would believe her, and that video is quite astounding. It shows a very deep, more like violet sky 100 feet or so above the ground, but the picture, or should I say photo, is blurry, as are so many photos of things in the sky. Space.com is a very interesting website for those of us who care about space more than most. Recently they ran an article about how the North Star is not acting as it was predicted to act. One of the strange things about this star is scientists are unable to figure out its size or how far away it is. One of the problems is the star is not able to be measured because the methods for doing this don't agree with each other in their outcome, which leaves astronomers and other scientists up in the air, if you excuse my pun. There is also another problem. When calculated, the age of the North Star makes it far older than its companion star, which makes scientists think there is something wrong with these results also. One thing I have noticed lately is the fact strange things have been falling out of the sky, and sometimes people cannot figure out what some of them are. I don't have my head in the sand. I realize there are probably thousands of satellites and pieces of other things orbiting our planet which can be responsible for space debris, as they either crash into each other, or are used by governments for target practice. One day it was a shower, which in itself is not unusual. What was unusual about it was it wasn't the rain shower, it was a spider shower. I wouldn't want to be under that one. I have no particular fear of spiders, but the idea of thousands of them descending on me makes me a little uncomfortable. It seems lately there are a lot more unknown lights in the sky at night. They might be there in the daytime too, and we just can't see them because it is so bright. A few months ago, the sky over Southern California was well lit at night because many strange lights were flying through it. Some Californians are calling it an impromptu light show. If we check this phenomenon out, we will find it is happening in the skies all over the world, and yet if we go back 60 years or so, we will see it was nowhere near as prominent an occurrence as it is today. What can account for this? Many think the lights are really UFOs. I am talking about extraterrestrials, but others say the lights are probably from fleets of secret aircraft. Whatever is happening, people everywhere are seeing it, and some have said the best secrets are kept when you don't cover them up and make people think they are something else. Sometimes during a storm, and especially during a lightning storm, a UFO may be revealed flying overhead. This also has happened quite a few times and makes us wonder if they are somehow shielded from our view, and the electricity in the lightning storm interferes with this shielding when powerful lightning bolts flash. We are finding out more and more about electricity, and it seems our future will make the uses for electricity today seem like the Stone Age. We know in certain places people can see an aurora, like the Northern Lights, and seeing this is perfectly normal, but now reports are coming out stating sometimes the Northern Lights look extremely turbulent, which is very unusual. Another problem is the Northern Lights lately can be seen increasing their intensity up to 1,000 times. Has this anything to do with the fact our magnetic pole is moving? I find it hard to believe in coincidences, although occasionally they can happen, but more often than not, when a strange event occurs and then something coincidental to it occurs, you can bet something is rotten in Denmark. There is a rumor which persists, and it has to do with the Large Hadron Collider. The rumor states since the collider had been updated to make it even more powerful, it was able to open a portal in the sky to an alternate universe. Of course, the scientists and engineers who work the laugh at this idea, saying it is ridiculous. I personally believe for many people this is just wishful thinking, since the Large Hadron Collider seems very mysterious to them, and a few years ago there was talk of black holes being created there. Scientists said it was possible, but they would be extremely tiny and only last a millisecond if they did form. This hasn't helped the rumor mill, which loves to talk about this place. A while back, when the sun was setting, A green form was seen in the sky, or as others believe was flying through the sky, and was some kind of unknown craft. Scientists claim many times during a sunset all different colors are seen, and part of those colors include the color green. So far, all of you out there who worry about the strange colors in the sky which sometimes appear in the sky at sunset, put your mind at ease, because according to scientists the colors only come from Mother Nature. Sometimes some very strange clouds are seen in the sky which don't seem normal. Lenticular clouds have been seen capping mountains, and these clouds form almost a perfect pyramid shape. Others look like flying saucers, and indeed there have been reports of UFOs hiding in clouds like this. Why a UFO would hide inside of a cloud that looks like a UFO makes me truly wonder about this rumor. Over the centuries, some really strange things have fallen out of the clouds, and out of the sky, such as meat, frogs, all sorts of bugs, fish and other small things. It is believed some of these objects were picked up by water spouts and hurricanes which sucked them into the sky, and when the cloud containing them became too heavy, they were then deposited back to Earth.